You are welcome in Jesus' mighty name. If you don't mind, let me share the VIP very well. The VIP, our Excellency is Excellency. I say, do it very well now. Our Excellency, Your Excellency, Your Excellency, you are welcome. Do it very well, Lord, I see, because Your Excellency, you are welcome. The ambassador, the business mogul, and what have you, the governor, the president. Praise you, the Lord. Well, how was your day? Let's look at what well, quickly today, with our time, I want to look at learn to behold the invisible. Say, neighbor, learn to behold the invisible. Let me tell you, neighbor, very well, say, learn to behold the invisible. How can somebody behold what is not visible? Learn to look at, behold what is invisible. It's not visible to the what? To the naked eyes. Where you are sitting now, you know, you can travel to London. Yes or no? Yes or no? Just think, zoom, airport, zoom, boom, plane, zoom. London, Heathrow Airport, you drove down. And I see all the trees, all the something, and the snow. Zoom, I come back. We didn't have any minutes. Within 1 second, you have gone. As you are doing that, your inner eye is seeing something. Yes or no? You can see yourself going to the airport through, you can see the bus, you can see the plane, you can see the... Can you see it? Or try to look at your village now. Some people have been to village. Some people have not been to their village before. I'm not sure whether some people know their villages. I'm not sure. Can I try? Can I ask whether you know? So we are saying that try and behold the invisible. It's not visible to the naked eyes, but it's what? To your what? Inner eyes. Praise the Lord. Say, neighbor, behold the invisible. You must learn how to do that. You must learn how to deploy what we call the power of imagination. We are ending this year. I don't know what you have accomplished this year. I don't know what you saw at the beginning of this year. And we are entering another year. Can you see yourself in a new picture for next year? Can you see yourself in that house, in that business? Can you see yourself in your home, your own house? Is it possible? Can you see the business enlarging and the school having 100 students going to 200? Can you just see? Can you just see a picture of that business that can have a partner abroad? Can you just see false? And let us look at the Bible carefully. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. We are learning to do what? To see or behold the invisible. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. Why we do not look at the things which are seen. Why we do not look at the things which are seen. That means as a Christian, you may not have to focus your attention so much on what you are seeing now. Why we do not look at the things which are seen. What you can see with the physical eyes. But are the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are what? For the things which are seen are what? Are you sure, somebody? For the things which are seen are what? But the things which are not seen are what? What does that mean? Who's helping us? The year is ending. We are entering new year. What can you see now? Who's helping us? why we look not at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are what? Are what? The things which are seen are not permanent. They are subject to change. So you must learn to see what is unseen. Why? We know that the spiritual controls the physical. Yes or no? Hebrews 11 verse 3. What is there? Hebrews 11 verse 3. Hebrews 11 verse 3. Say, by faith we understand that what? The walls were framed by what? The word of God. Can you see what? Can you see words? But we know the wall, physical walls, are framed by what? So that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Is that clear, somebody? Are we still together? So that means your word today is a result of some things you framed with your words yesterday. Yes or no? You don't agree. If you look at the mirror, the culprit is the fellow you see there. It's not your father, it's not your mother-in-law, it's not devil. See, we understand that the words we see were framed with what? With the word of God. The things which are seen were not made from what? Things which are seen came from where? Invisible. That means the invisible give birth to the visible. See now. So if I picture next year in my mind or with my eyes of inner eyes, it is invisible. But I can give birth to that thing and it can become what? Visible. Yes or no? Yes or no? Why we do not look so much and let what you see control your life? It's like sometimes somebody is looking for her money. She dropped the money somewhere, and before you know it, she thought she misplaced the money. Then what happens in that house? Everything becoming hot. When the children come near, hey! All the reaction, he's doing that because of what? Because of what she has not seen. Immediately she sees the money, what happened? Everything changed. So why must you let that thing control your life? Because now you are acting based on the physical. Man is a spirit, he has a soul, he lives in a body. As a spiritual man, we must learn how to live in the spirit. Because we are spiritual. Yes or no? And things that are seen came from where? Unseen. But how did they come to pass? Who can help us? Through confession. And God said, let there be light. But before he said that, he saw something. He saw the light where? Inside. So what are you seeing inside next year? Can you write it down? What you see inside next year? The money you want to make, the tax you want to pay. I say write it down. Don't look at my face. Write the vision. Make it plain. So either read them may do what? May run with it. What? How much tax you want to pay? How much money do you want to make? We understand that what is seen came from the unseen. Can you put it down in black and white? We understand that we are blessed with every spiritual blessing. What are the blessings? Where are the blessings? We are the blessing in the unseen. So by faith, we bring what we see in the unseen. But you must first see it. If you don't see it, it cannot be a reality. Yes or no, somebody? So ask your neighbor, what are you seeing? Ask your wife, what are you seeing? Praise God, somebody. Can you see that school that can become the best school in that neighborhood? Can you see the business change and then it becomes one business, two businesses, and before you know it, you become a group MD? Praise God, somebody. Because with God, all things are what? But God needs you to see. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all you could ever think, imagine, see with your eyes of faith. Say, neighbor, learn to behold the invisible. You know, where we read says, why we look not at the things which are seen. Today, you may live in a one-room apartment, it makes no difference. Can you see tomorrow where you are going? Today, you may have one shirt, one trouser. It makes no difference. If you understand how the spiritual controls the physical, today you may see in the physical that your child or that your spouse or that your business is not doing exactly the way you plan it. It makes no difference. When you understand that there's a power at work in you, like we have learned tonight, the knowledge that makes us masters, the anointing that is inside that we can steer. Somebody said in his own church, after you are born again and you are filled with Holy Ghost and you spoke in tongues for 5 years, he will send you out to go and be a pastor. I say, I don't know why Holy Ghost is in you for 5 years and you are seeing this church. Just 5 years. See my friend go and pastor. And the church is going very fast. Because as far as it is concerned, you have all it takes. Christ in you, the what? The hope of. Praise God, somebody. Say, I can do all things through Christ who is my. So, God does not want you to see and observe situation from where? Ordinary standpoint. You are not an ordinary man. What are you? You are a God man. You are a God man. You know, there's a man that calls himself God man. And he's doing very well today. He's a pastor in Lagos. He was with this guy before. He's doing very well in VI now. Which is, he calls himself God man. What are you? What are you? Say, I'm a God man. I'm not an ordinary man. Everywhere I go to, and if they say, people from Nigeria, raise your hand, I don't respond to them. People from Ijebu, raise their hand, I don't respond to them. Where am I from? I'm from above, I'm from heaven. Christ said, he who is from above is above all. But if you are from the heart, if you are from Elisha, you are from in learning, whatever affects people from in learning, will affect you. Praise God, somebody. Anyway, I'm blessed. So God does not want you to see things from ordinary standpoints with your physical eyes. He wants you to see the invisible. Say, neighbor, learn to see the invisible. You can see that car. You know, I went to a place as he gave me a lift in a very powerful Jeep. Oh, I enjoyed that one. I laid on it. I'm seeing it already. When I'm driving, I'm seeing myself in that powerful. You see now? I just want to see. I don't know about you. Some people don't like good things, but in heaven, some of you, when you get to heaven, they have to send you to another school. Why would they do that? You see, in heaven, the floor is made of what? What to work on? Ah, I would say, yeah, this is too much. Let's go, somebody. At least you can enjoy small heaven here on earth. Yes or no? If I'm going, I will be working on good. At least here on earth, I can do small like this. Let's get somebody. Don't mind me. Hallelujah. So, he wants you to see with the eyes of faith through his word. Others may not see it, but you have to learn how to see it. It's a training. You must train yourself. It's something you must maintain, a picture of what you see in your heart. You must be conscious of the anointing of God in your life. You must be conscious that whenever you step to a place, favor awaits you there. You must be conscious that you represent heaven. You must do it deliberately. Sometimes you forget who you are. So when you are under pressure of life, you speak like mere man. Yes or no? You easily forget who you are. So you must learn how to keep that picture. And when you walk in the consciousness of that picture, it will work for you. Today I went to a place. I'm not too happy the way I spoke, because then no, I do not speak. I do not know that spoken like this. That's a higher way of speaking. That's a way you can take charge of situations. That's a way you can be in control. And it's what you say with your mind that matters. And it depends on the way you see things. Say, neighbor, see yourself as the master. See yourself as one in charge. Don't see yourself as a victim. Don't see yourself as a victim. You are not a victim. You are a victor. Say, I'm a victor. Say, I'm a victor. So when you walk in the mentality of a victim, you let fear come in. Fear of men. Fear of things. Fear of if this happens. But when you learn to know and walk in the reality of who you are and see that greater picture and know that greater is the one in you than the devil in the world, I can do all things through Christ who is my strength. If God be for you, nothing can be against you. Whatever you lay your hand upon shall prosper. You are head and not tail. And not just only saying it, you are walking in his consciousness. You know, there are two different things. The way you carry yourself, the way you talk in a place, the aura you generate. You know, if you see some people when they are walking, they walk like this. And they're dragging their feet like that. When you go for an interview and you're walking like that, already you know the answer. What will they do for you? You know, they just say, like I told you a story of a lady that went for an interview. She went for an interview as a banker. And she went there with a native dress. He tired. So when I know somebody told the pastor that he should send somebody for, we were trying to do for. So when the lady came and they saw her in Buban and Niro, he just said, "Welcome, welcome. What do you come for?" It's an interview. Okay. Yeah, most welcome. Okay. Okay, we'll see you later. So when she now go back to the pastor, say, when they never ask me anything. And I said, why should they ask you anything? When you have said everything. When you're what? Your dress has said everything. So why should they ask you anything? It's a pastor. When they never ask me anything. But the man has called the pastor. How can somebody come to a bank interview with Iru and Buba? So the aura you generate, when you see the invisible, no, when God saw darkness, he was not panicking. Was he panicking? He was not shaking. Was he shaking? He was not confused. Was he confused? He was not calling everybody, Sister Wale, Brother Tayo. He was not doing all those things. He was cool, calm, and what? Collected. Knowing what? I can change this situation. The spiritual controls the world physical. What is in the physical is subject to change by the word of my mouth. Next year, God has not predestined anybody for failure. So, what happens next year is not God's fault or devil's fault. If you look at the mirror, it's your fault. Because we understand, he framed the words by what? So if I say, if a man say, me, I will not marry until I'm 40. What will happen to that fellow? Even if he has all the money in the world, no girl will say yes to him. Hallelujah. So, your life is for glory of God. Say, my life is for glory of God. Are you sure, somebody? I'm not born for nothing. And we have learned tonight as a purpose for your life. Romans 8, 27. What is there? Romans 8, 27. 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 Okay. Please, if you are there, read it. He that does what? Searches the heart. Now, he who searches the heart know what the mind of the Spirit is. So, God, in that phrase there, he's talking about both sides. I will explain it. Because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Is that clear to you? The E that is capital H. Now, he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit, capital S, is. Do you understand that? The E, the first E is who? God. That does what? Searches the heart. Which heart? Human heart. Knows what the mind of the capital S Spirit is. The one that does that is who? That means for your life, there is a purpose of God for every life. Before you came, God has a purpose for your life. And the Holy Spirit of God that lives where? Knows the purpose and the mind of God for who? So, when you pray in the Holy Ghost, what are you doing? You are praying out the purpose and the plans of God for your life. That's why it's so important. Brother Paul says, I pray in the Spirit, I pray in understanding. Why are you not praying in the Spirit? Because you don't know the purposes of God. You may think it's good to go to the U.S. and God's plan is for you to stay in Nigeria. If you go there, what will happen? Trouble. And you may think, I want to stay in Nigeria. And God's plan is to travel to U.S. So who knows our purpose? The Spirit. So when you pray much, Mangala, Bagali, Baraba, Rima, Mangra, Babraling, Rabba, and you pray much like that, what are you doing? The Holy Spirit of God that knows the mind of God for you is helping you to pray the will of God for your life. Praise God, somebody. That's why we pray much in tongues. Not the one you pray, yeah, you just pray, and when you spend time, you stay in a place and you go and you are very quiet. You get to a place where you are very quiet. Some things will fly into your spirit mind. You just know some things. Psalm 16, verse 3. Amplified. Psalm 16, verse 3, Amplified. Psalm 16, verse 3, Amplified. Anybody who's helping me? anyone so can save time. If people in the technical room, they are, I say amplified, not Psalm 16. Proverbs 16 verse 3. Proverbs, not Psalm. Proverbs 16 verse 3. Proverbs, please. Proverbs 16 verse 3. Proverbs 16 verse 3. Proverbs. Amplified. Roll your works upon the Lord. Commit and trust it out only to Him. It will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to His will. Please amplify on the screen if you can help me in the computer room. Again, man. Say, roll your works. Anybody, roll your works. Commit your works. Roll it unto the Lord. Number one. Commit and trust God with your work, with your endeavors. What will He do? He will cause your thought, your thinking to become what? Agreeable with what? With God's will. See that one. He will just cause your thinking. Before you know it now, even your thinking will be agreeable to the purpose and the plan of God for your life. Are you there, somebody? Just he will do it by himself. He will cause your thinking. Because you learn to roll your works. You don't trust in your own human ability. You commit your ways. You are dependent upon Him. Very soon, He will cause your thinking. You'll be thinking in line with the will of God for your life. Praise God, somebody. I love that. Commit your works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established, because it will be thoughts of God. God will cause your thinking to be in line with His plan for your life. Praise God, somebody. Say, neighbor, learn to see the invisible. You know, we are spiritual beings and we must learn how to walk in the spirit. We understand the spiritual. Does what? Control the physical. Are you sure? When the master, can a Christian curse? Is it allowed for a Christian to curse? Okay, you say you cannot curse. Switch your hand up. Christian should not curse. C-U-R-S-E. Do very well. I'm not too sure. That's what's all going. Let me do that. Is that do very well? So only few of us don't agree. Me, Brother Austin. Who else doesn't agree? It's only three of us: myself, my daughter, Brother Austin. Christian can curse. Christ curse now. He saw a fig tree and said, no man eat fruits out of you again. And Peter said, Master, the fig tree you caused yesterday, it has dried up to the root. I like to curse now. You see a brothel where they are doing atrocity. I said, I place curse on this place. You see where they are doing well. You say, I bless this place. The place will be flourish. That man will go down. The master look at the fig tree and no man eat what? And the Peter said, that fig tree you caused yesterday, see the word, you caused yesterday, it has dried. You are allowed. You're not to cause human being. You are to cause the system of the enemy. The power of life and death is where? The two are there. Power of life and death. So when you bless next year, what happens? It's blessed. When you see that next year I will have a brand new car, I'm going to say it. It will be a reality. Praise God, somebody. Then next year I will marry. It will be a reality. You're going to see some brief things. You're going to change the structure of your life and your environment. And you place a cause. Maybe something is paining you. I say, I cause this pain here to die of. I cause this bad leg to, you know, you cause. You see one thing that is trying to grow like this, like a growth. What do? You put a curse there. Curse, I curse it to you. You remove life from it. It be dry and wither. tumor. You cause it to die and wither off. You can cause. Am I right, somebody? Okay, we can cause. If you are too spiritual, we can do that. You cause tumor, we cause of the devil. We remove life from them. You say, no way! The master placed a curse. So you must see that it's in you. You can do things. You can do stuff. He did not say, God, help me now. Say, he got there. He looked. Why are you deceiving me? Okay. No man eats and he tumble. That's all. I say, power of life and death. So what are you seeing next year? Can you see the invisible? I'm going to say some things that will cause a change. The eat that lost it, we eat the food thereof. But what you will eat depends on what you are saying. Hello, somebody. What you will eat depends on what you are saying. What you are saying depends on what you are seeing. What you are seeing depends on what you believe. Say, neighbor, what are you seeing next year? Let me ask him or her. You must learn to see the invisible. You are fully convinced God's glory is upon your life. Yes or no? Somebody say, God, give us your glory. You know when he was going, what did he say? Said, the glory the Father gave unto me, I do what? I give unto you. Is that not beautiful? I think you will clap. Eh? You just thank God for that. You thank God for that. And they say, forever the word of God is settled. So the glory of God is upon your life, yes or no? The beauty of God is upon your life, yes or no? If you begin to confess how beautiful you are based on God's glory, it will affect your physical look. I promise you that. I want to start with you. They did an experiment somewhere. Somebody, they plant two plants in a small bucket in the same environment. Two plants. I don't know that they are Christian or they are not Christian. But one plant, the fellow will curse it every morning. I speak death to you. You will not germinate. You will not grow. The same environment. The other one, say, I bless you. You will germinate. You will grow. You will do well. In the same environment. After some months, this one was dying. And this one was doing well. Even scientists have proved that atoms is not fixed size. What they see in the atom depends on the vibration. Depends on who looks at it. And the words you say affects the shape of atom. It's proved now scientifically. The words affect atoms. He made all things by the word of his mouth. He sustained all things by the word of his mouth. So when you see the invisible, then what must you say if you indeed see it? You must speak it. So when you put down what you are seeing for next year, then we begin to write the vision now. Make it plain. And begin to confess it now. Please go somewhere. Anybody see the invisible? Because every spiritual blessing we have is available. We are all blessed. Anybody, all blessing. Blessing of fruitfulness, of wealth, of peace, of joy. All blessing. All that God has, you are blessed with already. Yes or no? So God will not do any other thing. When you say, God, do this one, God, do this one. He'll be looking at you, say, son, I've already blessed you with all spiritual blessing. Yes or no? Is that true, somebody? No, you don't believe me. Somebody has in his hand, maybe he has these two books. That's all he has in his hand. And he gives to you. And you say, give me the other books now. Say, all the books in my hand is all. It's in your hand now. I don't have another one to give you. Is that not true? If I say all means what? Then what, can you see it? So you must see that you are blessed with every spiritual blessing. Anybody, you are blessed. Tap is anybody, you are blessed. Anybody, you are blessed. You're not waiting to be blessed. I would say we are called into a blessing. 1 Peter 3 verse 9. So when you became born again, being born again, you are born into a blessing. Remember, I'm born into a blessing. So if you name your child blessing, it's very good. Eh? You are being spiritual. Praise God, somebody. Say, neighbor, you are blessed. But your eyes must be open to see you are blessed with every spiritual blessing. And then you must see the invisible. And you must confess it to Christ. Say, why we look not at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are subject to change by the word of your mouth. So when he saw the fig tree, I said, let no man, that thing change. Also, if you bless a place, it also change. He said, the first Adam is a living soul. And the second Adam is what? A life giver. Life giving spirit. Who are you? Life giving spirit. So when you bless a place, it is blessed. When you curse a thing, it is. Because you have the power of life and death where? In your tongue. Say, neighbor, I'm blessed. Say, neighbor, next year will be very great. Say, this year, next year, I'm 10 times greater. Do you believe that one, somebody? You know, somebody left a bank and she was working in a good bank and somebody now told her that, see, you are going to make much money than the one you made as a banker. The fellow was saying, how will it be possible? But today, the fellow is making much money than he made as a banker. God is able to do what? To make all grace. Say, neighbor, can you see it? Neighbor, can you see it? Can you believe it? Can you confess it? Can you rejoice in that? Say, neighbor, I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. I'm going somewhere. I'm a wonder to many. In Jesus' mighty name. I can never be poor. I can never be small. I'm mighty in the land. I'm great in this land. I'm expanding. I'm increasing. I'm manifesting God. I'm manifesting grace in the name. So you must say it with all boldness. Praise the Lord. Learn to see the invisible. So it does not matter if you find yourself in what people call wilderness experience. You know, some people they say that you must pass through wilderness. Even if you believe it's Shift your focus. Refuse to focus on where you are today. What must you do? Shift your focus. Ignore what is happening in your surroundings. If you're not see very well, if you're living at Maturia, where again? Living in a very maybe Adigunle. Enter a bus, go to VI, walk around, shift what you are seeing. When you see those things, you see as a way to put an image in your heart. Hey, did you hear me, somebody? Somebody saying, I bought some magazine that show beautiful houses. So I normally like to flip through them and see those beautiful cars, beautiful houses. So it's changing, it's forming my image on the inside. It's changing the image of poverty or smallness, image of one house, face me and face you, all the image, because that's where he lived when he was very young. You know, people like us, we live in face me and face you, and then the toilet is behind. So when you want to do it, everybody will queue, and you'll be knocking at this, everybody will say, are you sitting there? Yeah, who is there now? It's you. But when I now grow small, I go to people who have suits in there. If you can stay in their room and just go here and come out. But I live in a place where you have to, you know, understand. So you have to uproot that image for my life. Where this life is coming. So you have to, because that's an image the enemy has put there that I want to limit us. Then you must forcefully uproot that image. Am I right, somebody? You must uproot that image. As a man thinks in his heart, so he is. Then you must see great things. Say, neighbor, don't condemn great things. When people use a brand new car, don't say, don't mind them, I'm holy. Don't let your mouth ever say that. But if you say, I want, that means you say, they are the one that is using weak, I know. Say, neighbor, love good things. Say, neighbor, love good things. Say, neighbor, love good things. Appreciate good things. Believe in good things. God made everything good. Yes or no? So you must learn to see the invisible. Don't look at what is happening to you right now. Don't look at your present situation. Look away from that distressing situation unto Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of your faith. Say, for our light affliction is a light one, but it worketh for us a far more worth exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Anything that may be in your life like a challenge for the past 10 years, it will work for you a far more worth exceeding and worth eternal weight of glory in Jesus' mighty name. By learning to behold the invisible. Learn to behold the invisible. Be on your feet. We want to pray. Say, why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen,